Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Brian & Company. We are darting across Connecticut in Prospect today. We are at the Brunch House right on Waterbury Road, and place is full. Actually, there's like two tables open. So you can come down. We got a bunch of great groups, a bunch of families. It's just a great atmosphere. The food is phenomenal. So come visit us. And part of what we do with Darting Across Connecticut, we try to learn everything we can about the town and community. We had the mayor on. We talked with Holiday Hill Day Camp. We talked to the owners here at Brunch House. And Carol Brooks joins us now. She's the president of the Historical Society. First of all, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Prospect was like a farming community, right?
Farming and manufacturing.
Well, they had manufacturing. And you grew up on a farm here, correct?
Correct. On Straitsville Road.
What did you get? Was it?
It was a family farm.
So you just raised food and for yourselves?
Right, yeah.
Oh, so like a legit farm existence for you?
Well, we had cows for our own milk. We raised beef animals for our own meat. And we had a vegetable garden. If you named a domesticated farm animal, we probably had it at one time or another.
So did you have to like wake up at 5 in the morning and milk cows before school type thing?
My brother did.
You didn't have to do that one?
Well, I found out that if you learned to do something, you had to do it.
That's smart. I love it. That's so great. Now, I only can know by what I can read out there. And, you know, there's a really actually... Wikipedia, it's hit and miss, but Prospect's Wikipedia page is really comprehensive. I don't know, as the Historical Society, if you're involved in that, but from what I gathered, the town, the Native Americans didn't settle here. They hunt and fished, but they didn't sleep here, right? And so when people colonized, they were the first people to kind of live here. Is that right?
Well, the Native Americans, they did, camp here probably in the summertime, but they were wanderers wherever the food was. But up until sometime in the 1800s, there was a reservation down on Brunson Road.
Oh, yeah, but it was much late, right? It was much later, like pre-dating the settlement here. Yeah. And so the way I'm told, like, people basically took a slice of Cheshire and a slice of Waterbury and created Prospect. Is that how did the town become a town?
Actually, in the beginning, Straitsville Road, Old Schoolhouse, Summit, and Peter Gilkey Road, they were the boundary between Wallingford and Waterbury.
Oh.
And as people back in the day, 1700s, everybody had to attend religious services. If they did not, they were fined. But you had to travel no matter where you lived, no matter what the weather was, and you were going by either walking or by a horse through trails through the woods to get there. And enough families moved out to the Cheshire area, And they petitioned to have winter privileges. So 5 months of the year, they could have their own meeting house. They didn't call it a church at the time. And then eventually people moved out to West Hills, which Prospect.
Yeah.
And then from being called West Hills, it became known as Columbia. And then in 1827, David Miles Hotchkiss was at the legislature, and he wanted the town to be incorporated. But there was already a town called Columbia,
right.
So he picked the name Prospect.
Just because it's a nice optimistic name?
Yeah.
People, you know, the mayor told me, I had no idea, like, the elevation here, you truly have, like, a like, winters are tougher here.
At the border, the town line of Cheshire, town line of Naugatuck, town line of Waterbury. Once you get past those, if it's raining there, we got snow or ice here.
Huh. That's so fascinating to me. We're talking with Carol Brooks, who's the president of the Historical Society. Really quick, what do you guys do at the Historical Society, and where can people get information on what you guys are doing?
Well, we do have a website. It's under the town government.
Yeah, so townofprospect.gov. And then you can also just do a Google search for Prospect, Connecticut Historical Society.
Right.
Yeah.
And we try to keep the history of Prospect, you know, preserved and different items. And we do have the Hotchkiss House that three generations of the same family lived there, grandparents, parents, and the children.
And you guys own it?
The town owns it. And the town owns Hotchkiss Field, the park. But
can people visit the house?
Yes. It's open on Thursdays, 9 to 12. And if you can't make that day, they can call, leave a message, and I'll get back to them and try to arrange an appointment to open it on a weekend day when it's available that they can come.
I have two more questions for you, and I appreciate you coming in today. Carol Brooks, who is the president of the Historical Society. One is, tell me something about the town that I don't know. Like, give me a slice of something, the thing you kind of love the most about, whatever, just about the town's history.
Well, during the Civil War, there was 142 voters. At that time, only men could vote. And about 65% of the voters served in the Civil War.
Hmm.
So Prospect sent the highest percentage of the voters to serve in the Civil War than any other town or city in Connecticut.
Wow. The most patriotic town in yeah. Connecticut.
Yeah.
65, that's a huge, and that's accounting for all ages, too. It's just, could be an 18-year-old, it could be a 68-year-old.
Yeah.
That is cool. And why do you love it? I mean, obviously you've been here your whole life.
Yes, I have.
Could have gone anywhere you wanted. Why do you love it here?
Well, I just love it. And I'm a Hotchkiss descendant, and from Gideon Hotchkiss. He settled on Straitsville Road in 1737. And from then to now, which is 288 years, there's been, every generation has been in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Prospects. Somebody is.
You can't leave.
No.
You got to keep the streak going.
Yeah.
That's great. Listen, thank you so much for coming down. I just love learning about the town's history and so on and so forth. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Carol Brooks, president of the Historical Society here in Prospect. And again, if you want to, they have a really actually pretty detailed website. They're also on Facebook. If you go to townofprospect.gov, then you go /prospect-historical-society. But it's much easier to just Google Prospect, Connecticut Historical Society, and you'll get straight to their website.
Can I do a little advertisement?
Plus, yeah, well, you have, by the way, wait, you have a big fundraiser. No, that's the ice cream. What do you got going on?
Well, this coming Wednesday, we have a reception for the scholarship winner. We give out a $1,000 scholarship every year to a Prospect resident of graduating high school. And we also, one of our members has written this book. It's about one of our citizens back in Revolution time. He was a patriot and a counterfeiter.
A counterfeiter for the good guys or just a counterfeiter in general?
General.
That is wild, must be a wild story.
And we also are selling a ornament for that's the town Prospect Town seal.
This has Woodbury pewter written all over it, right?
Right.
It's beautiful.
And this year, the Prospect Volunteer Fire Department is celebrating their 80th anniversary, and so is the Prospect Historical Society. And next year is the country's 250th birthday.
Right. Yep.
And in 2027, it'll be Prospect's 200th birthday.
Right, because it was 1827. Yeah. We got to run, Carol. That was great stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.